Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't know. I don't know if I trust all the science behind that. I don't know if I trust it in particular game moments. You can crunch all the numbers and run all these simulations and say, 52% of the time you'd be better for going for fourth down here. But isn't the sign of a good coach, kind of knowing in the moment, like, to heck with the 52% versus 48%. This is a time where we need to embrace the 48% strategy, and that's what these formulas are, right? I mean, it's like playing a hand of blackjack, hitting versus standing on 16. Sometimes you're painted into a corner and you got to make the best of the situation. Darn if you do, darn if you don't. And I think that's the thing here. They go too much on what the numbers say versus use some intuition here and think, in this situation, I'm taking the 3. I mean, and we saw this up and down on Saturday. It wasn't just, in the game we're talking about, up and down the lineup. There were so many times that I saw that I'm like, folks, take the 3 points here. You're going to want these 3 points later. So completely agree with you. It's reaching epidemic levels.
And especially if I think this season's going to go the way that, I think we've got a real offensive line. You want to talk about epidemic? I don't know if there are enough good offensive linemen compared to how many defensive linemen there are. And I think defense could be back this year. And if you start getting these low scoring games, it's like, man, sometimes not only do you wish you would have had the points, but it's like, look at the sidelines when they come up empty. You can just feel the entire thing deflate. It's like that matters. Well, like that impacts a team.
But you're right. And those formulas that they're all going off of are like based on the past. And so what if what you're saying is true, that this is a bit of more of a defensive oriented year, or if it's a defensive oriented game, what happened in 2020 where you needed to score 50 points to win a game when there was no defense, cause they took the year off in the pandemic.
And literally didn't tackle. Remember, they didn't even tackle at practice because they were worried about contact. Like, they're worried about, what did we call it? Skin-to-skin contact. We were worried about that.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. At some point, you got to put the formulas on a shelf. And look, I'm a math guy. I kind of like numbers. But I also think you just can't be going for, I don't know.
This is where, I think this is why you and I are onto something. In general, I think coaches used to not go for it enough. But it's in America, it's like when there was a deficiency, we swing so far into the other direction. It's like, guys, it wasn't like every time you kicked it was bad. It feels like most of these guys, it feels like now they're playing like Lane Kiffin on a video game where he just thinks like, all right, if I don't get it, I'll just restart it.
Yeah. And I hate these like fourth and four, fourth and three situations. I do think, it didn't always work out for Texas. They had fourth and one, fourth and inches at times and couldn't move the chains. But I think there's a lot different when you're looking at fourth and 2 feet versus fourth and 4 yards. I cringe in those scenarios when a coach has 3 points in the hand, and he thinks, no, I'm going for fourth and four instead. I think they need to rethink that stuff a little bit.
I've decided it's like this. If you go for it and the other team is like saying, thank God they're going for it, you should have kicked.
Yeah. And right.
I felt like that's what we saw. Like all these teams, like Alabama was not happy to see Mike Norvell go for it on fourth and a, like you were saying, 2 or 3 feet. Fine, go for it. Like get the yard and your offensive line was dominating. But it's like if you're Florida State and you're like, all right, we're up and you see them going for it on fourth and 10, you're like, thank you. Like, all right, knock it down. Like, I don't know. It's just, I feel like we've just gone way too far. All right, before we let you go, I mean, it's a fascinating game that you're going to be covering. I know the emotion feels like, oh, it's a down week. I actually think there's some pretty fun games this week, which the Kansas-Missouri game, I think, is going to be fun. But, man, does tomorrow feel like a really big game for Brent Venables.
Huge. I mean, this is the contender-pretender game for Oklahoma. Based on what's left on that SEC schedule, I mean, sure, a loss would not mathematically eliminate them, but you'd never convince me that you're going to lose on your home field to Michigan and then rally to rebound against that SEC schedule and make the playoffs. So, I mean, this is a must-win game for Oklahoma. It's probably pretty close to that for Michigan, but especially for Oklahoma. They have to win this game, and not just for the playoff. That's a brutal schedule. I think, sure, Oklahoma's expectation is always to make the playoff, but it's not just playoff. Like you can look at this schedule and start saying, like, if you lose games against good teams on your home field, this could get out of whack in a bad way. You know, these are the types of games, considering how many tough opponents are on Oklahoma's schedule. Like you need to win the home ones. You need to win the ones where you're favored, and they are favored in this one. But yeah, I mean, certainly for Oklahoma and even to Michigan to a slightly lesser extent, I think this is certainly a contender pretender game. I probably like both defenses more than I like the offenses, especially with Bryce Underwood making his first road start as a true freshman. And then with Oklahoma, yeah, they have a proven quarterback, but he's not proven against opponents of this caliber. So I trust the defenses more. I probably like Oklahoma because it's at home, but there's going to be, you're right to mention Venables. Like, I think Oklahoma fans have told themselves at this point, like, okay, bad season, but they reloaded. You know, he's calling the defense now. They got a new OC, new quarterback. It's going to be fine. You can't tell yourself that anymore if you lose on your home field to what's probably a good, not great Michigan team.
Especially when the man that hired you is now retiring.
Absolutely. Yeah, the man that hired you is retiring. There's no protection there. I mean, the buyout's there, but with Oklahoma, they're not going to stand. This is year four, right? This is not DeBoer in year two, and he's facing heat in his own right, for sure. I don't know if he makes it through this season or not, but year four is a different ball game. He's already had two losing seasons in his first three. You don't stand for a third one in a 4-year stretch at Oklahoma. So yeah, for all the positivity that I thought Oklahoma was able to cook up in the preseason, a lot of it, I think, deservedly so. They didn't sit on their hands. They regrouped, but now it's prove it time, or that whole narrative goes up in smoke, and Brent Venables is squarely back on the hot seat. I mean, I don't know that he ever got off, but to the extent that he did, he goes right back on it if he loses this game.
All right, safe travels. Hope you get to cover a great one.
Okay, thanks, Jeffrey.
That is Blake Topmeyer, senior national columnist for the USA Today Sports Network. When we come back, let's get into the list. We'll do that next right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Schedule change because our guy became available. We welcome to the program, of course, VSiN's College Football Betting Podcast host. He's also the host of VSiN's College Football Betting Tailgate Show. Check your local listings tomorrow, 8 a.m. Central Time. Of course, VSiN Primetime on Twitter, on X, at one Tim Murray. Tim, good day, sir.
System might
check,
not.
Check.
Okay,
oh,
now
there
we got
we
you.
Go.
Yeah. Okay, now we got you.
I was on 133.
Okay.
Ah.
Sorry. I should. Is this the one you always have up?
I think 133 is access 2.
Okay.
I think so you're usually on 132.
Okay.
I don't know. It switches, and especially like once Grizzlies games happen. But that's some nice inside baseball stuff for everyone. But glad to have you on because I know your schedule's insane. But I know we always talk about whenever you get a banger of week one, week two feels like a letdown. I've weirdly found myself like kind of talking myself into this weekend. Like, yes, it's not as loaded, but like I think there's interesting stuff.
What do the kids say now? Ball knowers?
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that the new
you know
thing?
Ball? Yeah.
You know ball?
Mm.
Like, oh, if you know ball, you like this
yeah.
week.
Yeah. And we got El Asico, baby.
You know ball, you like this week. No, I look, it's wild too. Like the 11 a.m. Central slate, I feel like is kind of loaded. Like I'm pretty pumped. I'll say this: I'm like almost too pumped for Mississippi State and Arizona State after I saw the coaches there on the sidelines, like ding 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 ding. Like I'm like okay, buddies.
You well, think that's gonna? This is my other thing with Kenny. Kenny coached at Auburn. Like they had like three cowbells. Like why not? Like. He should have been, like, pumping in cowbells on the speakers. Like, all I kept thinking was, like, if that's their prep for the cowbells, they ain't ready for it.
Well, and then Sam Levitt, after practice, well, first he said it reminded him of high school, which I'm like, oh, boy, don't poke the bear. Don't do that. And then he was like, yeah, you know, it kind of messed up our cadence. I'm like, that messed up your cadence? Like, you have no idea what you're walking into if that messed up your cadence. But no, yeah, you look at the slate like
I think it should also be noted for all the Mississippi State fans in the audience, Tim and I would both love for you to not ring responsibly tomorrow.
Oh,
we
please.
Would like you to break
out of
all
control.
Of the rules. Yes.
Out
yes.
of control. And also my colleague Stormy Bonantoni will be on the sideline, so make her life a little more challenging too. Just blare those cowbells.
I mean, I've been
when you're done with me, you'll be wearing gold plated diapers. Like I want some Bruce Dickinson all night long. More cowbell.
I'm telling you, man. I've covered games at LSU. I've covered games at night at Swamp, Auburn, and Alabama. When they closed in the end zone and they ring the bells, man, it's piercing. Like your head hurts.
nonstop.
Yes,
I want
all
you,
night.
I want you doing workouts.
Well, it's
right
the coach
now.
Yo speech. Like you ring every play
all night,
and they remember the night they played the Bulldogs.
Damn right. But that's a night game, which I like. Get nice and lubricated too. You know, hey man, lubricate and ring irresponsibly.
Correct. Yes,
but don't drive home.
Correct.
Irresponsibly. But yeah, the 11 a.m. slate. Look, Illinois, Duke, Iowa State, Baylor, SMU. SMU apparently will be without their leading wide receiver, which is notable there. So yeah, I mean, does Arch bounce back here with his game against San Jose State? Does Texas Tech put up 3 million points on a fake football team in Kent State? Like, the early slate's good, man. I'm with you, man. I think this is a sneaky good slate. Like UConn, Syracuse, I actually think could be a decent game in that early window. So I think it's a good day. I do. You got a little level.
We didn't even
intrigue.
Mention Kansas, Missouri. We got the border war back.
Border war's back. Those two programs. Now I don't know if the players hate each other, but the fans hate each other.
Yeah.
And then what was the story? You guys would know this better than I would because it was supposed to be the Liberty Bowl. A couple years ago, Missouri was slotted to play Kansas in the Liberty Bowl, and they're like, nah, we're not doing that. Do you remember
that? Was that the COVID year?
I think it was the year after. It was a big deal because it was like Leipold's second year there, and they got to the bowl game. They played Arkansas, right, in the Liberty Bowl?
Yeah, Arkansas is one of those schools that has always historically, like, there's a lot of SEC schools that kind of thumb their nose up at Memphis. Arkansas historically has been one of the schools that's fine coming here.
I've got it. It was in 2022, speculated they were going to match up. Missouri played in the Gasparilla Bowl. Kansas played Arkansas in the Liberty Bowl. Supposedly, Missouri rejected the game, but obviously the program denies that.
If I recall, George, that was also I think the bowl games all got screwed up. That's the year Ole Miss goes to the Texas Bowl, right?
That sounds right,
I think,
yeah.
Ole Miss was like wanted to go to Florida, and then they lost to Mississippi State at the end of the year, and the league was like, you lost your right to tell us where you want to go, and there's shuffling.
That was at Texas Bowl against Tech with our boy Tyler Shuck.
Yeah, where Ole Miss didn't even bother, even bother showing up.
Yeah.
I think that was the year, if I remember correctly, I think Vegas wanted Ole Miss, and I was told Lane Kiffin basically said, I'm not showing up if you put us in the Vegas Bowl. So that was Oregon State, Florida. And
I want to say, wasn't the Vegas Bowl's early, right?
It was early. It's now New Year's Eve. But yes, that year,
it was
December 17th.
I was told that is true. It had to do with recruiting.
Yeah. Probably because
and
it was,
Florida had to go because Florida was like barely in. Remember they were like
six. They were 6-6, and then they didn't play anybody in that game.
Yeah, yeah, that was.
I remember I showed up because I did sidelines, and I'm like, wow, there's not a lot of people going to be playing this game. Oregon State was like, oh, we're going to beat your butt, and they did.
Yeah, that was when my boy was really cooking, Jonathan Smith. All right, so there's a couple of things I want to discuss with you. All right, so. In your mind, like, what has been some of the biggest movements that we've seen? Because now we get limits opening up. What are some of the things you've been tracking?
Well, I mean, a couple off the radar games, like BYU got smashed today, so they're up to 21.5 against Stanford. So
I've dubbed that the "Where's my bitch" offense.
The Centaur is going to be out there, and
originally committed to Stanford.
That's right. Oh, it's the
and his brother was on the team.
I think he went to Stanford, right? He went for the spring and then left.
Yeah, I think both of them were there. And then when Troy Taylor got fired.
And Tiger.
Yeah. Have we figured out, if you name your second and third sons Bear and Tiger, why are you naming your first Hank?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah,
is he like, come on, man? Like, I got Hank and they got Bear.
Now
and
I will
Tiger?
Say, based on one game of sample size, Hank does not deserve a cool name, and the brothers do.
Still can't get over 47 as a quarterback.
It's tough. Well, you know what? I was thinking about this. You know my only complaint about Bryce Underwood? I think 19 stinks.
19,
19 stinks.
Number. Gotta go single digits, man.
Like, with all due respect to Johnny Unitas, whenever I see 19, I just think, like, 19 is such a backup quarterback number.
Oh, yeah. I'm like third string quarterback.
Yeah, like, it's the guy
like,
that...
walk on.
The guy that, like, it's the literally the last quarter... Like, every other quarterback number is taken, you get 19.
Yeah, it's like the freshman walk on gets
correct.
19.
Like, hey, he's not getting... If he ever plays, he'll get another number, but it's like for now you're 19.
Yeah, that does bother me, I will say. Might lead me to not betting Oklahoma, or excuse me, Michigan this week. But going back to movement, so a couple games that have moved, North Carolina obviously has moved a lot because of the result on Monday. So those game opened up on Sunday 21.5. It's now 13.5. I feel like that's a little bit aggressive because Charlotte stinks. So, I don't know.
Also, I'm assuming Max Johnson's playing, right?
I got to imagine so.
He is functional.
Yeah, he's a lot better than
I get it. They were getting killed or whatever and when he's played. But it's like, guys, the ball comes out on time.
But
like,
we've seen him play, I mean, prior to the broken leg, but we've seen him play good football.
Yeah, he's been fine. Like he's
a couple other the speculation for the late night get back game. By the way, you can watch Hawaii games free now.
Where
no more like the Mountain West app.
Okay, so
or
yeah,
MountainWest.com.
Whatever. You got
to. It used to be Spectrum Sports, and it was like pay per view, or you had to get the Team One Sports app, and you could watch it for free. But that was a big thing that they did this year was all the games for Hawaii are free.
Okay, so I thought they were just doing it locally.
No, so okay. It's locally on Spectrum Sports is free on the islands, and then anyone on the mainland gets it free on the Mountain West, or MountainWest.com or the Mountain West app. So, yes, you can watch Hawaii games. That game has moved, and I think it'll move more because I do not expect their quarterback to play, Micah Elejado. The problem is I think Sam Houston State's terrible, so I don't know what to do with that one. They're also, I think, changing quarterbacks, Sam Houston.
Well, they were playing... I kid you not, because I watched every snap of that UNLV game, because I was on Dan with a bounce back. Tim, they played three quarterbacks.
Yeah, Phil Longo doesn't know what the hell he's to do right now with those quarterbacks.
I had always had the shorts on Luke Fickell, and when I saw he hired Phil Longo, I was like, he's dead man walking.
So that game's moved a little bit. Couple other moves. Circa just tweeted out a bunch of their moves. So North Carolina, Charlotte, as mentioned, that was a big move. We've seen under money come in on Central Michigan, Pitt from 55 down to 50. We've seen over money come in on Georgia State, Memphis from 54.
All right, I wanted to talk to you about that game because I got a good look at Georgia State last weekend, as did George. Now, granted, as we mentioned before the game, one of their best defensive players, and I use air quotes, ripped the chain off of one of the scariest people on Ole Miss's team, and he did not play the game. I got scared off of this because I loved Memphis so much, and then I just saw the line dropping, and it makes me believe that like the sharps are all on Georgia State. But I think Georgia State's borderline horrible.
They should have Finley playing in this game at least a little bit, you would think. Because their quarterback play last week was horrid.
I'm not sure that makes me feel any differently. I guess that's where he wound up.
Yeah. He also got a decent quarterback number.
Is this his fourth?
So, all right, let's see. Auburn, LSU.
Western Kentucky,
Tulane, and then I think he got dismissed. In Georgia State. I think it's his fifth. He raised Calzada one.
How about this move? Auburn Ball State total 55.5 down to 51.5, but the spread is 43.
I got some numbers on it because I was close to.
If Auburn wins 49-0, that would be amazing.
I was close to. I'm on. Heads up, I'm sensitive on totals right now. After last night. I mean, just
that's all
just
time,
an all-timer. I was looking, I was doing the
I
research.
I looked at someone last night at Circa because we were on air And then the game ends, and I was actually the only person probably in America who was excited about the lightning delay because I got off work and got to drink beers and watch end of the football game.
You got to like watch football like how most people do. That's always unique for us, like when you can actually like have a couple of beers and just watch games.
And I just look at someone at Circa, and I just go, what if the under hits? And they're like, no way. And then it just – and I gave him like a look, and like about 15 minutes later, and he's like, yeah, this might happen. I can't I know. I don't know if
you're
starting the show with it.
I've made – so you know what?
All time.
You know what the only thing I'm actually upset about?
What number did you get?
I got 48.
My buddy got 46, and if you think about it, if that personal foul isn't called in the end zone –
and they kick.
They kick, he gets the over.
I think, though, if that personal foul isn't called and they kick, I think everybody gets their over because what –
got a little bit more – yeah, someone's got to kick a field goal.
Right. So where I started – because I could kind of see it coming. And obviously, I am the guy – I hate betting overs in general. I'm an underbetter at my core. Like, that's what I am. I'm only upset at – I saw it coming – and the live total was like 61.5. I should have just sucked it up and said, yeah, all right, I'm taking the live under, and then if maybe I split, or I got a chance for a double winner, but I was like, I'm not gonna lose.
Look, it's easy to do that in hindsight, and I know it sucks, but like talking to my buddy who is a much smarter better than I am, he was like, I didn't even think about getting off of the position because you had a winner. I mean, you go touchdown, 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 field goal, touchdown, field goal, and then fumble, punt, 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 downs, kneel.
So I do think the play that I knew, because the other thought I had, because I had some buddies being like, why do you feel this way? It's like, I hate the Eagles with all my heart. I've watched enough Eagles games to know that if they get a lead, they will drain the clock. You will look up. You have not touched the ball in 9 minutes. And half the time, they're not even scoring. Or they're just kicking field goals. And, you know what I mean? Like, it just – and then when the rain came and you saw how much more aggressive the defenses were, I was like, all right, this is over. But you know what? That being said, if CeeDee Lamb just catches one of the two whiffs, I'm not counting the last one. The fourth down was a tough grab.
Fourth down was hard, but he should have made the one prior to that. I actually – when they
and
got
the
ball,
dig route. Remember the one that he did the move that you see like unathletic kids do where they try to catch a football and their arms cross and it hits them in the head. He did that in real life.
So two things, not as bad as beat as yours, but every Thursday we have Derek Stevens, the owner of Circa, and a couple of other of his right-hand men come on. It's a fun segment, and we always pick a first touchdown for Thursday. And, you know, Saquon, Jalen Hurts went 1-2, and then Derek always picks whoever the house needs, one of their players. So the house needed the Cowboys to win, so he picked George Pickens. And I was like, I'm going to go CeeDee Lamb. And he was so close
the
to having
two,
the first
maybe
twice. He got down to the two, and then they threw the fade to him, and they interfered with him. And then they gave it to Javonte Williams. And then secondly, before the drive that CD dropped a couple of those passes, I looked up at the board. The live money line was plus 410 on the Cowboys. And I was like, they could move the ball and score a touchdown here. That wouldn't be crazy. So I took a little bit of that, and then obviously they did not win.
Yeah, I mean, it's an all-timer. I mean, it's up there.
For you, I mean, that's to score on the first, what, eight drives, there was not a defensive stop.
No, I tweeted out the scoring, you know, the list of scoring drives.
Yeah.
And I was like, I tweeted out, this game is not going to go over. And it is, here you go. We have Dallas. There was no punts until the third quarter. And to start the fourth quarter, the score was 24-20, and it did not go over 48. Or didn't go over. It didn't go over 46. It didn't go over 47. Didn't go over 48.
Here you go. Just to continue to
Is it 172 and one in the last 20 years?
Yeah. Cowboys Eagles.
Now 172 and two.
Cowboys Eagles 47.5, 41 first half points, just 3 second half points. Games with 40 plus points in the first half with a full game over under below 50 were 172 and one over the last 20 years. Now 172 and two. That's some history to be on the side of there. Good God, man.
I mean, that was an all-timer. All right, back to the other games that are kind of interest. All right, so do you have any splits on Memphis and Georgia State? Because I'm a little nervous that the Sharps are on Georgia State and everybody else is on.
Everybody in the world is on Memphis. 84% of bets, 95% of money at DraftKings right now lay in the chalk with Memphis.
I mean, they should win that game, but that, you know what I mean? Like, that just...
It just gives you the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on here? I agree. I didn't touch that game.
That's why I laid off it, too.
It's like Tulane, South Alabama. I'm like, I learned my lesson last week. Tulane might be really good, but, man, I don't know. Kind of want to take South Alabama there, but
honestly, it's why I laid off of Navy and UAB.
Yeah, another one. Well, that one, I think, did see some... I think some sharp money came in and pumped that up to 21. I'll give you the game. Do we talk about this game on Tuesday in the swamp?
No. So you and I saw this one the same way.
I'm on Florida.
Yeah, and you hate laying points.
I do. I it's kind of against my religion, but I laid the chalk here with Florida. I think like South Florida got the big win and looked impressive. Kind of an island game, right, to start week one. But that box score is wildly misleading. And, you know, I think Florida just, you know, they went through the motions, right? Now, Florida does have LSU on deck.
That I thought about just doing first half only, but then I was like, what?
I do think so. I was talking, I was on.
They had the fourth, for those that are curious, South Florida had the fourth worst offensive success rate for teams that won last week.
Yeah, so. Boise State outgained them 378-372, minus 3 in the turnover margin. Broncos got stopped on downs in USF territory 3 times, and USF had a fake punt for a touchdown. So they were the right side from a betting standpoint, no doubt, but probably 34-7 a bit misleading. Now, I will say the hold-your-nose spot of the week is Louisiana Tech.
I thought about it too. I liked it lot more at 38.5 than I did 30. I don't know. I know it's.
I took 38. I'm just praying that Brian Kelly, you know, is thinking about his family in like the third quarter and just calls off the dogs. It's one of those games where you're going to look up. It's like 28-0 with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. And you're like, oh God, this is not cool. But situationally, it's kind of Notre Dame, Northern Illinois last year.
Now, yeah.
I'm not calling out for the alt-right upside, but
no,
think about all of the effort they put into that Clemson game.
And they have LSU next week. Or they have Florida next week.
Florida next week. They had the blocking sleds, the paw prints, all of that. And here come the boys from Ruston, you know, got outgained by C-Law over the
Did get the win.
They got the win, 24-0, plus 3 in turnover margin. Sonny Cumbie on the hot seat. So just keep it respectable. 42-7. Wipe our hands and we'll move on, you know?
Yeah, just run the rock, baby. Keep that clock rolling. All right, I'm assuming I'm going to be SpongeBob SquarePants. I'm assuming the Johnny Q Public is all over Michigan. But this is a mature play.
No, I think I'll look it up right now. Right now, Michigan 54%. Oklahoma 46% tickets, and then flip that for money. So a little bit more money on Oklahoma. I'm not betting this. Actually, no, I did bet this game. I bet first half under. I think these defenses could be the real deal. And I just am a big believer in Wink Martindale. I know I think you are not from his.
No. I have no problem with Wink. Wink was scapegoated with the Giants.
I do. The reason I'm not on Michigan is because of
a freshman quarterback against that
defense. I think it's going to be a rock fight. And actually what we have seen in this one is not really a ton of money on the side per se, but a lot of under money. A lot of under money. This is down to 43 and a half, 44.
That's the problem. Is like it got so low that I'm like, I was like, y'all do realize when quarterbacks they can throw touchdowns to the other team, right?
Yeah. So you know where I'm at on Mateer. Got to prove it to me. Prove it to me on Saturday night. If you ball out, all right, I'll tip my cap and say you deserve to be the favorite to win the Heisman Trophy, which he is at one book. Crazy.
All right, then another game of local interest. It feels like the entire – this is why I laid off this entirely. The entire world feels like they're on Ole Miss for this weekend.
Yeah, and the market moved off of 10. So I was going to bet Ole Miss. Revenge spot. They beat them. I don't know. It's down to 9. I think Ole Miss should win. Let me see here. By the way, if anyone wants to check out these betting splits, we have them over at vsin.com, and we're running a pretty good special. I think it's like $9.99 for everything we have for just a month. So you can check it out. If you don't like it, then just cancel it. But these betting splits are always interesting to look at. People like them. And why am I not finding that game right now? Hold on. But yeah, let me... This is a good radio here. Hold on. There we go. Okay, got it. 79% of tickets on Ole Miss, 86% of the money. So, yes, everybody on the Rebels in this one for sure.
I do think Ole Miss is going to be focused on this. I almost thought about either, like, tomorrow doing alt. Like, if I have to bet it, it's, like, alt line. Because everything in my being tells me hold your nose and take Kentucky.
I would agree with that. I'm just going to stay off.
That's the thing. Is like I can't bet on Calzada. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, look, I historically have just dreaded betting the, for me, 9 a.m., for you, 11 a.m. game, because when you lose that game, you're just mad the whole day.
Well, and then people
are
maybe start chasing a little bit.
People are tweeting you that you're a moron. You're like, God bless. But I'm loaded up in the early window, which is a bit terrifying. I've got Duke +3, Iowa +3.5, and Baylor. I'm all in this early window. We'll see what happens.
The only one different, I know it's SpongeBob SquarePants, but I've also seen Sark. I think this is actually less of a Texas, like, load up and get...
Oh, you're on Texas San Jose State?
Yeah, it's the... I watched every snap of San Jose State Central Michigan last week.
So did I. That was
San Jose State might be horrible.
I know, I'm really disappointed because I was like, oh, the schedule's so easy for them to make it to the Mountain West Championship.
Yeah.
And Coach Ken's my dude. And I'm like, you can't lose to Central Michigan. That was bad.
And you can tell, now that they don't have Nash, which was like their just like their cheat code button,
yep.
It's the spread and shred. What are the splits on Vandy, Virginia Tech? Not that it's going to change my mind. It's Diego getting points, baby.
Split right down the middle. Vandy, 52. Vatek 48. I don't know what to do. There's Diego as an underdog. I believe it was 8-2 ATS last year. And if you go back to New Mexico State games that he finished because he got hurt in the CUSA championship, I believe
don't remind me. That was another.
I think it's 13-3-1 ATS as an underdog over the last 2 years. This number has ticked back up in the favor of Virginia Tech, so it feels like Admiral Akbar, it's a trap,
yeah,
taking Vandy as an underdog. I like the Virginia Tech defense, but I'll just say this. Who would you rather go to war with, Clark Lee and Diego Pavia or Brent Pry and Kyron Drones?
That would be the former, please.
Yes. So
we'll take option A.
I will bid you best of luck. I am not betting that game. My being wants to bet Virginia Tech, but I'm going to stay off of it because it just feels like it is a trap.
All right, my man. Good luck tomorrow. We'll be watching and listening.
See you, dude.
That is Tim Murray of VSIN. We'll take a quick break, talk about games of the weekend. We'll come back next. Or I should say when we come back next, right here on Jeff Wright and Company, 99 FM, ESPN.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including ARC. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, George, we're rocking and rolling on a Football Friday. See if you agree. Here are what I think are the five. I think these would be my five games of the weekend. All right. It's always tough on trying to determine how much value to give over a college game to an NFL game because the games in the NFL are just not nearly as valuable. So I think I am going number one. I am very fascinated by this Oklahoma-Michigan game.
There's a lot there.
It's a night game also. Atmosphere is way better. So you're going to have the big game environment. But there is this aspect for me of I've always kind of wondered if Venables is more defensive coordinator than head coach. And this is one of those ones where it's like, all right, if he can get this win, it doesn't settle everything because they still have a brutal schedule the way to go.
Yeah.
But it's also one of those games that if he loses it, it's like, yeah, defensive coordinator, not head coach.
Is this potentially the nail in the coffin?
So I don't know if it's nail in the coffin because there's obviously enough other games. Like you can write
it. He could certainly make it up, sure.
The problem that he is now facing is A, the man that hired him is no longer there, as we talked about with Blake.
Yep.
But B, in the back of even Oklahoma fans' minds, they're like, is this all right, guy? And
I don't know. I mean, this is year four. Three? Year four already. Wow. I mean, that tells me at least one or two of those years have been pretty forgettable. And I think the big thing
this
year. They
had 2 6-7s.
Ah, mm-hmm. There you go. So, and one big thing
with this year.
I believe
the only two losing seasons in this century.
Wow. Nice. The other big thing for me with this is going to really be how the offense looks against a competent defense. And we know Michigan is more than a competent defense.
Yes.
They're very good. How much money that program spent to bring in their guy at quarterback and bring in said quarterback's offensive coordinator.
I mean, literally, they got Oracle money. They got Larry Ellison. Like, that was the other thing. Reporters learned that Larry Ellison was married because his wife wanted a quarterback. And I guess, I don't know if that was a wedding present. All right, number two, I'm going Detroit-Green Bay. It's the 325 game. Unfortunately, it's the Tom Brady game.
Ugh.
But there's just something about, you know, I mean, also we got Micah Parsons is listed as questionable. It seems to me like you're going to see him on third downs.
Yeah, with it being a back injury as well, and it sounded like during the week he was getting injections for it.
Yeah.
Not exactly the kind of thing you want to play with long term, especially when you just gave him, oh, what was it, $180 million?
I know it's fun to rip on Jerry. I have found myself wondering, what if everybody got played? What if the Cowboys knew the back's a problem? Hey, we're not going to make you the highest paid guy.
Yeah.
But we're going to make sure somebody gets you paid. And we're going to get the picks.
I could see that. That's not completely out of the realm of reality.
And then they do the whole show, and I don't know. Like, I don't know. I just think that there's not enough credence being given to. Guys, we don't know. The back stuff doesn't sound great.
No, it doesn't. But at the same time, it's not like this is a guy in his 30s.
No, he is young. But, I mean, a back is like one of those things that's like,
You don't want to play around with that too much.
Correct. All right, number three, I'm going Sunday Night Football, Buffalo, Baltimore.
Love it.
We've got, I believe, the reports today. Likely and Picard are out for...
Yes, I saw those earlier.
Likely and Picard are out. All right, number four, I'm going with El Asco, Iowa, Iowa State.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, it's never... It's one of those games that it's never a work of art, but it's always like you cannot take your head off. Like, you can't turn your head.
Sometimes one of those train wrecks.
Yeah, I can't explain it. I'm all in. And then I don't know why. I don't have any particular affinity to any of these two schools. This just kind of screams it's going to be a fun game to me. I'm taking Kansas and Missouri, the return of the border war.
That's a good one. I might throw a little bit, you know, of love to Illinois and Duke. That one could be a little bit of fun. I'm curious to see what Mensa looks like against what should
honestly,
be a better
that
defense.
That one got only knocked to me for, or only got knocked for environment.
11.
No, I don't care.
Oh, it's at Duke.
El Asco's at 11 a.m. But I think El Asco, most people would agree, that they should be
better
played
game.
At 11 a.m. Well, no, it's just, that's a game that deserves 11 a.m. No, honestly, for
get
Duke.
Over, get it over with early.
Yeah. It's not going to be fun. Like, no. That does, yeah. I was trying to think if there were. I don't know what to do. Should we have included Atlanta and Tampa?
That.
Or should we have included your game?
So there's like the Steelers at Jets. That one's a storylines game. I don't expect the game to be all that great.
That's honestly why I left it off. I feel like it's also just Rodgers.
Yeah, and it's both quarterbacks.
It's the
first game ever with two quarterbacks that started for the team last year playing against each other in week one.
What a stat.
No, that's truly a weird one. I just don't expect the game to be that great. I mean, Pittsburgh's O-line is awful still. They don't have that many receivers, and we have no idea what the Jets are going to look like other than they're going to run the ball over and over and over again because, again, they have one receiver.
I thought about San Francisco-Seattle, but that's obviously going to be diminished with the uncertainty around McCaffrey.
Always.
And I think that I just really struggled. Like, I was
that
like,
kind of covers it for the NFL slate. There's not a whole lot here. I mean, there's the game tonight, but that's not really going against anything.
And also, it's like if you've watched one Chiefs-Chargers game, like you've
watched them all.
They're just all pretty boring. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll tell your story next, right here on Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, George, for today's Don't Tell These Story, Tell Your Story, we got to go with Jerry Jones. Last night, I'm so proud of the Cowboys. Brian Schottenheimer had them ready to play. I mean, I guess you could say the offense was ready.
Yeah, they were.
I've never seen a team. Last night, the Eagles in the second quarter were averaging 6.1 yards per play, and they were getting outgained by 30%. You don't see that in the NFL. That's college stuff.
Yeah.
All right, I will be calling tonight's MUS and Kirby game. You can listen to that on 790 The Bet. I wish everyone a great weekend. We'll be back at it on Monday. Going to start switching the schedule around Monday. Cerrito's going to be with us on Monday. Coach Hurd's going to be with us on Wednesdays. We're just going to have one big Wednesday Coach Hurd day. He'll be with Jason and John, and he'll do the show with us. So Kevin, too, will be with us on Monday, as will CJ Hurd. Want to thank Tim Murray for joining the program, as well as Blake Topmeyer and Mark Giannotto. If you missed anything, it'll be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For George, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.